Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, March 14th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Yellowstone Arctic Yamaha and Montana Alpine Guides. This advisory does not apply to operating ski areas. Overnight, a trace to an inch of new snow fell. Strong and gusty winds are out of the southwest to east. Gusts of 90 miles an hour were recorded this morning on the Bridger Ridge. Temperatures are in the teens and low 20s. Strong winds will continue today out of the south and southeast. Snowfall will start this morning and intensify this afternoon, with 1 to 3 inches likely by nightfall. By tomorrow morning, expect 6 to 12 inches in the south and 3 to 6 inches in the northern mountains. Snow will continue through the day tomorrow. The dusting of new snow this morning isn't enough to elevate the avalanche danger. However, depending on how fast snowfall develops, we may see an increased hazard by this afternoon. The snowpack is generally stable. Yesterday, Dave rode near Cook City and covered his bases by avoiding slopes below big cornices, but otherwise felt good about stability. Cornices have grown huge and can break off unpredictably. Minimizing your time beneath them is always a good idea, but especially with the combination of low visibility and active loading that we'll have today. The wind slabs that formed earlier this week are mostly bonded and a minimal concern. However, yesterday, skiers in Cook City dug a snowpit, found a reactive wind slab, and backed off the wind-loaded slope they'd been thinking about skiing. Follow their example by searching for signs of instability and backing off if you find them. As snow accumulates today, it will be drifted by strong winds. Fresh wind slabs will build through the day. As they grow, they will be easily triggered by skiers or riders. The slabs will start off thin, but may become deep enough to cause issues by later in the afternoon. Adjust your plans if you find fresh wind slabs more than a few inches thick. Large avalanches are unlikely, and the avalanche danger is low this morning. Danger may rise to moderate by this afternoon on wind-loaded slopes if heavy snowfall develops more quickly than expected. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.